Chapter 12. It was a beautiful night outside, still warm from the long hot summer day. Like a ball of newly churned butter surrounded by stars, the moon reigned over a dark, cloudless sky. Grofgut and his gang lay in the ditch opposite the abbey's west wall. They had been passing the time there since mid-noon, napping and eating food they had gathered along the way. The water rats had been content during daylight hours, but they were distinctly uneasy now that night had spread its canopy over all. They were awed at the sight of Redwall, and none too anxious to pay it a visit or meet its inhabitants. However, it was fairly obvious that their leader was planning something by the way he sat apart from them in the dry ditch bed, focusing his attention on the monumental building which loomed over them. Pointing his rusty makeshift sword at the west wall top, Grofgut tried to whip up the gang's enthusiasm.
"Will you look at that place, mates? Just sitting there, all full of good stuff for us."
Three-Tooth provided the only response which was not overly encouraging.
"You got a heel in there and another big bed too, I showed him."
Grofgut contradicted him, lying blatantly.
"Oh, no, you never. Didn't I show you used a heel flying away just afore it went dark?"
Three-Tooth knew what he had seen and he said so.
"That babe was too high up in the sky. 'Twasn't no heel neither. It was a seagull."
Grofgut threw himself on Three-Tooth and gnawed on his ear.
"Are you calling me a liar, eh? I said it was a heagle."
Three-Tooth was sorry he had spoken.
All right, it was a heagle. Wow, stop beating me lug, old chief, it was a heagle."
Grofgut kicked him to one side. He curled his lip in scorn at the other vermin.
"You know the trouble with yous? You've all gone soft on me. You're frightened of your own shadders. Right, do you see this sword?"
He brandished the rusty side blade under their noses.
"Well, I'll be using it to slay any rat what's not with me. 'Cause if you're not with me, you're agin me, see? Now, up with your paws, all those who's with the chief of this gang."
Knowing Grofgut's dangerous temper, the gang had no option but to raise their paws. Grofgut made a point of counting and naming them to reassure himself.
"That's Frog Eye, Plugtail, Rashback, Obler and Fleddy. Oi, Three-Tooth, is your paw up or down?"
Three-Tooth, who had been nursing his chewed ear with both paws, sullenly raised one.
"Sup, chief?"
The gang leader nodded.
"That's good, 'cause I'm going to need you."
Frog-Eye knew that he was waiting for some beast to ask, so he obliged.
"Are you going to tell us the plan, chief?"
Grofgut dropped his tone dramatically.
"There's 7 of us, right? Listen. We sneaks up to that wall, and 4 of us, me and Frog Eye and Rashback and Plugtail, lets Obler and Fleddy climb up and stand on our shoulders. Next, the climber gets up onto Obler and Fleddy's heads. It's easy, then. All the climber does is slings me sword up on a rope and catch the top of that wall, pull hisself over, and open that big door to let us all in. Good plan, eh, mates?"